Welcome, welcome to the English Podcast with Tommy from learnenglishwithtommy.com.
Yes, that's me. Welcome to another episode of the English Podcast with Tommy. You know who I am by now, but sitting somewhere in the beautiful country of the Czech Republic, she put the new into New York, she put the long in Long Island, but she is smaller than I am, which is not hard because I'm under 6 foot as it is. It's the wonderful Stephanie. Can I call you Steph? Is that a problem?
Yeah. No, not a problem at all.
Good afternoon to you, Steph. And I'd like to thank you, first of all, for coming on because, you know, it's another one of these sort of things. Like, I've done this to a few people on the podcast, literally dragging them in here, kicking and shouting. Like, and there are probably people listening to this thinking, oh, he's done it again. He's gone and dragged a poor girl onto the English Podcast with Tommy. And she's probably fed up of him annoying her, writing constant messages, when you're coming on. It's like the keyboard warriors are probably like out in, probably thinking, this guy is a complete and utter tool. But I'm not. I'd like to thank you anyway for coming and joining me. Is it true that you were born on an island which is long but belongs to the state of New York?
That is true. And I also want to comment and say I did not think you were a tool. I just want that on the record. but yes, I was born on Long Island. Correct preposition would be on Long Island, which is part of New York, part of the state of New York. And it's kind of almost physically connected to the island of Manhattan as well. It is an island, so it's not actually connected, but there's plenty of bridges and stuff. But yeah, I'm from Long Island originally. I was there the first 5-6 years of my life. A lot of family that still live there and everything else. So definitely a Long Island gal.
Just explain to me, because I've never been across, I've never hopped across the pond to the United States. But when you say Long Island, is it really an island? Is it literally a piece of land which is like dangling out in the middle of the ocean?
I'm hedging myself only because I'm like, oh gosh, what if it's not an island? And then I, you know, give everyone the incorrect information. It is an island, and it is a long island, actually. If you've ever seen a map of New York, the New York State is quite big. And there's a lot of like surface area on the map. And then there's usually this like little tiny piece that like sticks out on the map at the bottom of the state. And that's Long Island. So maybe in some maps it gets cut off, which it would be sad. But it is part of New York. It is part of the state. And it is in fact an island. So you have the island of Manhattan and you have the island of Long. I don't know. We have Long Island, which includes Kings County, which is Brooklyn, Queens County, which is Queens, and then you have Nassau and Suffolk County as well. And God, I hope I didn't forget one. And everyone's going to come for me in the comments. But yeah, those consist of the actual island.
Yeah, I'm just looking at, I literally just gone and Googled Long Island here because...
Are you fact-checking me?
I'm not fact-checking. I needed to make sure that what I'm saying here is actually geographically correct, you know. So like you said, there is Brooklyn and Queens, which is on your island, which is on Long Island, on this stretch of...
All of it.
Which is, it goes quite far away... Quite a far way into the in that direction, yeah. And then we got, you know, then we have literally, like you say, we got towns of Farmingdale, we got Garden City, we got Riverhead, Southampton, which for some listeners might sort of ring a bell. It's like, wait, where was Southampton? By the way, for anyone who might be thinking there is another Southampton, it's true. Southampton is actually on the south coast of the United Kingdom. So yeah. I guess you guys, that town or whatever it might be, probably came from the idea that people came from Southampton and then moved to this island, which is now called Long Island. So yeah, anyway, we're not here to talk about geography of Long Island, nor are we here to talk about how much we love the island of Long Island, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to talk about your accent, because this is now, I think, third or fourth episode of Amazing American Accents. We've had so far only people from the South. I've had Texas, mm-hmm. I've had LA, I've had, I've had Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, no way!
I've had Richmond, Virginia, but I've not had anyone from as far north as New York State.
Well, I can connect actually to the person from Richmond, because after I moved from Long Island, my family moved to Northern Virginia. Richmond is towards the center or south of Virginia, to be honest. But that accent, the Virginia accent, and of course we could get into all the dialects and sounds there as well, but maybe your Richmond guest may have already talked about it. So that also influenced my accent as well, growing up and going to school in an area that was not Long Island, but having family that sounds like everyone on Long Island makes for a very interesting accent for someone.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've been told that in, at least in the south of the United States, there's a sort of idea that you use positive sounding phrases but have negative connotation. So for example, bless your heart, which sounds, you know, for my ears sounds very positive, you know, it's like, bless your heart, it sounds like, oh, thank you, that, you know, that's, my heart is in a bad condition, so thank you, that's very kind of you. But no. Those of you who have been listening in religiously to this will know that if you come from the south and someone says to you, bless your heart, in actual fact, it means you're a complete tool. How dare you?
Yeah. Basically,
which I'm hoping no one's going to come and say, no one's going to write into the comments in this episode and say, bless your heart, Tommy. I'm like, yeah, well, now I know what that actually means. I'm just going to ignore that because that's clickbait. So, yeah, that's what we've got here. So explain to me, how does a person in the state or in your part of the state of New York, because the state of New York in general is quite big.
Yeah.
How do you guys on Long Island speak? Because, I mean, you know, we hear, because New York is so multicultural, you got Italians, you got Italian community, there's a lot of Asians, there's a big community of Afro-Americans, you know? So there's a big community, of different ethnicities. Now, when you go to Long Island, do you end up in a melting pot, or do you end up being... Oh, you're either in Queens, you're either in Brooklyn, or you're either up this end, far end, you know, up the proverbial arse end of Long Island. Yeah, you know, pardon the very poor language, you know, I mean, I try not to use bad language on here, but it does sometimes slip out. So, do you end up on it in a melting pot on Long Island, or is it really... This part of Long Island is where these people live. This part of Long Island is where these people live. And this part of this is where these people live. Explain to me the ethno-demographic. Let's make it easy. The demographics of Long Island. You know what I mean? Like we're not going deep into demographics. But generally speaking, when you grew up on Long Island, was it mixed, or was it everyone keeps themselves?
Mm-hmm. So that's actually a really great question, and I'm kind of happy we talked a little bit about the geography of Long Island because it helps to answer this question a bit. I would say it is a melting pot compared to, like, for example, where I live now, the Czech Republic, which is quite homogeneous, I would say. I mean, there's definitely a variety of folks in Prague. I don't know exactly how mixed it is, you know, in other cities and other villages. I've also not been to all those places, so I can't say from personal experience. However, talking about the geography and the makeup of Long Island, it is mixed. The closer to New York City you are like the actual like island of Manhattan and Brooklyn and the Bronx and all these other boroughs of New York. I would say in those areas and Queens specifically, I might not get the statistic correct, but I think Queens and Queens County has the most languages spoken maybe in the entire world in one location. So if that shows you anything, it is incredibly diverse and incredibly, like, you know, you're getting lots of different folks who speak different languages, so they all bring their flair to English or when they speak English. So in that way, it's incredible. Like, it really is, it's beautiful and fascinating, and it's a melting pot. I would say, generally speaking, the closer to the ass end of Long Island that you get, the whiter and more homogenous it gets. And again, I'm generalizing, I'm stereotyping. There are absolutely different folks who live in all these different areas. But in my opinion, it gets a little bit less diverse the further out you go. And maybe if I take that to the extreme, if we're talking about places like the Hamptons, which is known for being like a playground for the rich and famous and wealthy, and the further up you go in income, the less diverse folks tend to be anyway. So in that sense, Long Island is absolutely a melting pot, because you really do have a lot of extremes just on the island itself. But I think as far as accent goes, to answer your original question, because you have so many folks from so many different places, that absolutely has had an impact on how people speak and what their accent sounds like over the years. And so if you've ever watched a movie where someone has a New York accent, you pretty much know what the New York Long Island accent sounds like, because that's, maybe it's a characterized version of it, but that's what it is. And so it's a lot of like, this like awe sound. So, oh, I need to go get my coffee, you know, like things like this. So it's very much.
It sounds like you're Robert De Niro. I need to go and get my coffee. Gina, where's my coffee? Hey, give me my cup. Where's my coffee? With a bit of Italia, you know, it's welcome to Bella Italia. Yeah. I'm just.
Italian dude, yeah.
You got me Googling again. You know, just I don't usually do this and call people out on my podcast because you're a guest. But according to recent data, this is from 2020, I believe. The borough of Queens is 25.8% white, 16.8% black, Afro-American, 27.5% Asian, 10.1% two or more races, 1.3% American Indian, basically natives, or Alaskan native, and 0.1% native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander. So there we have a very big, just in Queens alone, you have a very big melting pot. Now, let me just quickly ask you. You said you moved from Long Island and you moved to the state of Virginia.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, if you come from New York, you speak with a sort of quaff, you know, this awe, you know, a strange sound. Mm-hmm. It always sounds strange. So trying to imitate someone who says that, it's like, hey, where's my quaffy? It's like, excuse me? Quaffy? You mean
quaff?
It takes practice to get in there. So when you move from all the way up here in the north, you move south. Pretty much, you're almost literally going in a straight line down the east coast, because Virginia is on the eastern seaboard.
Mm-hmm.
I guess things completely changed accent-wise with you.
Yeah, I think this is something that actually happens. So my mom has an even thicker accent than I do. So let me clarify just like two parts of this as well, because I'm an English teacher, I try to speak clearly and so that my students understand me. Okay, great. The second part of that is I also study theater. And so my like diction and enunciation and all these things, I was trained to be clear in the most, you know, quote unquote, neutral sounding way, which I understand it's quite useful to be understood by more folks. However, and this goes back to what I was going to say about my mom, when I'm with family or when I've had a few drinks, the accent comes back. And so that's something I don't intentionally like get rid of my accent because I just don't believe that that's something we should do. But it is something that I have training on. And I just it's easier to speak this way. If I did say coffee to everybody, they probably wouldn't understand me. So years and years, I mean, decades of me processing this difference that you just highlighted of I went from a place where I sounded normal, right, to a place where everyone said, you're not from around here, are you? You talk kind of funny, you know, and everybody was saying this to me as like a young child. And I heard it with my parents as well, because both my parents are from New York. And so that does impact you, especially when you're a kid. Mm. So I did, you know, pick up on the local accent and the local dialect. And so I don't say coffee if I'm not thinking about it. I say coffee, right? Mm. Like how, I don't know, someone else would say it from Virginia. But I think this is an interesting thing that anytime you're speaking, you want to be understood and you want to feel a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
You don't want to stick out.
Yeah.
Don't want to be othered in any kind of way. And I'm not saying like I was bullied or something. I wasn't, but I think it's something you hear it enough times. Oh, you talk kind of funny. Oh, you're not from here, are you? And it actually became a part of my identity that I was like, you're right. I'm not from here. I'm from New York. And I had a little bit of like elitism with that for a while when I was a teenager. I was like, I'm better than all of you because I'm from New York, which of course is not true. But I felt this way because I was being, on a very small scale, othered because of how I spoke.
Mm.
And so I think that's something maybe your audience can relate to as well, that if you're pinpointed for how you speak, and it sounds strange in some way, it does impact you, even if you don't want it to. So,
I mean, I have to be...
Sorry, that was a long way of answering that.
No. That's brutal. That's very brutal of you, but very brutally honest. You know, if we're in a new environment, we mask. We put the mask on. We try to mask off any irregularities with the local accent, with the local dialect, with the local culture. You know, we mask, we set ourselves this sort of we put this fence up and say we're going to try and assimilate to what's around us. Yeah, so you know, instead of saying coffee, you went off and got, you went and said coffee, you know. You know, and there'll be probably many other words, many different phrases that I will ask you about very soon, in a minute. I'm getting there. I know there are people like listening and they're like, oh, get on with it already, just ask her what words or phrases are there from a local region. We're getting there, all in good time. You know, there has to be, we have to build up to the crescendo. It's like, you know, you come from the theater scene. So in the theater scene, you don't have the best part at the beginning. It has to be built up. So now I'm going to get to that question. In New York, on Long Island, what common words, what common phrases will we hear that we'll say, ah, oh, yeah, that's Long Island. I know that one because I've been listening into the podcast, man. I know this one. So where if we land on the middle of Long Island, not the Island, but the you know, the towards the more civilized area of Long Island, you know, I hate now people from Long Island are going to be listening and say, oh, he's just called Long Island uncivilized. It's like, no, I didn't.
Wow.
There is the arse end and there is the nice end, you know? So if we land slap bang in the middle of Long Island in the melting pot, what words, what phrases would we hear from the locals? Is there anything that would be typically from Long Island or typically from that region of New York State?
Yeah. So it's an excellent question, and I want to try to, you know, give as many examples as possible. I think the stereotype is coffee, right? Like, that's the one everyone knows. You know, like you said, do I sound like Robert De Niro? Like, that's kind of the typical. So there's a very funny, for anyone listening, there's a very funny SNL skit, Saturday Night Live skit from, I don't know, the 80s or 90s, with Mike Myers and Madonna, actually. And it's called Coffee Talk with Linda Richman. And, you know, he's from Canada, I think, but he's all dolled up in his, like, best Long Island 80s, 90s outfit with the nails and everything. And basically that skit is my favorite, like, stereotype version of Long Island. I think if you think of the sounds and the phrases that we make, it is this, like, oh my God. You know, if you've ever watched Friends, Janice, whenever she says, oh my God, Chandler Bing, you know, it's this sound. Yeah. It's very nasal. You know, oh my God, like there's a wah sound there. Like, I don't know why that's there. But there's a lot of these types of sounds. It's maybe even more than words, sounds that you'll hear a lot. So this wah sound, like coffee, oh my God. I think, you know, talk, walk, this vowel sound pops up quite a bit. And it shows up in places that maybe it's not supposed to, quote unquote. But yeah, I think those types of words that have this "oh" sound will be the big red flag of like, oh, you're from Long Island.
Yeah.
But actually the name of the island itself is also a giveaway. So if you know someone that is from Long Island, no one says it that way. And so everyone puts the G on island. So it's actually Long Island. And so if you, you guys, it's a podcast, you can't see his face, but his face is incredulous. So this is the proper pronunciation. If you are from Long Island, then you say Long Island, and that's a dead giveaway if someone is actually from there.
So basically, if I wanted to really assimilate tomorrow morning on Long Island, I would have to say, "Hey man, how's it cooking? Where's my coffee? I'm late. I've got to go to Long Island."
I mean, that's a pretty good Robert De Niro impression. Pretty good. Yeah, I think, you know, you mentioned Italian, and historically there's a large Italian population that, or I should say, Italian American population that lives on Long Island. And that influence is definitely in the accent. So much so that I don't know if you guys have, like, if you've tried learning Italian or if you've seen these memes on the internet, New Yorker Italian folks have different vocabulary for things than Italian people do. And I think, like, I'm not going to get all of them right, but like, I think, like mozzarella, it's not actually pronounced mozzarella on Long Island or in New York City. It's pronounced mozzarella. And you just drop the at the end. And so like, oh, can I get the sandwich with mozzarella? Oh, yeah, okay. And so it's not Italian, but everyone on Long Island and New York thinks it's Italian. And so we've come up with kind of our own vocabulary for these like deli meat items. I know, like mortadelle and gabagool and like all these things. If you spoke to an Italian person, they would be very confused. They'd be like, what are you talking about? So this is also part of the culture and the accent too, is taking these things that you think you're speaking Italian, like as a New Yorker, and then an Italian person comes in and they're like,
no,
we don't know what you're saying.
No idea.
That's also very, that's very New York as well, to think you know everything and not to know it.
I've dipped in and out of Friends. I used to watch Suits very religiously, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Suits, one of my, you know, I'm not a big fan of American series in general, but Suits plays, I believe, in New York, am I right?
Probably. Probably. Honestly, I haven't seen an episode. I know that Meghan Markle's in it.
She's basically giving me the, you know, she's going to say, if you're wrong, then it's not because of me, it's because you're wrong. So, you know, I can see that's sort of that's a New York thing. You know, like, shift the blame to someone else because it's not my fault, it's theirs. All right, okay. So, when I generally hear people speak, you know, when I hear Americans speak, they all sound the same. You all sound the same. Okay, there'll be people who might say mom, you know, with an O. There'll be people who say mom, ma'am, you know, this is sort of, if you come from the deep south and you say mom, how's it going? Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, and I'm like, it just hurts my ears because it all sounds the same to me. It all sounds the same. It's all the same baloney.
Yeah.
It's all the same baloney to me, you know? It means all the same things to me. But you said you moved to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us one phrase, just one phrase or one word that we would find where in the part of Virginia that you grew up in? If not, then I'm just going to say it's all the same baloney to me.
Oh, what is a Virginia phrase? That's an excellent question. I always identified, and all the Virginians are going to come. I'm just going to piss everybody off. It's fine. But I always identified Northern Virginian accent. So again, Southern Virginia, the Panhandle of Virginia, Virginia Beach. You could argue that they have different accents. I think it's similar to like when you're in the UK. And all the different towns and areas have different accents. Mm. I don't hear the difference between those things, but you probably do, or people who are from other places, they know the difference between like a Bohemian central accent versus a Moravian accent. I can't hear the difference. So it's basically about familiarity. But to answer your question, I think I've always identified the Virginia accent as a lack of accent, as this kind of neutral, maybe a flair of Southern, you know, Baltimore has its own kind of accent as well. And so like, you know, there's definitely a melting pot in Northern Virginia as well. But a specific word, I'm gonna go Southern. And I mean, people do say y'all.
Y'all.
And yeah, and to be honest, I had this elitism thing about, you know, not being from this place that didn't want me there. But I did resist using y'all in my vocabulary because I identified it as something Virginian or Southern. And the replacement that I used, and I'm actually trying to not use it now, is you guys. So New York is very, you guys, even it's just you plural, right? Yeah. It could be a group of girls and I would still say, hey guys, come here, you know, you guys, yeah, come here. Whereas in Virginia, in the South, you know, below the Mason-Dixon line, y'all was much more commonplace. But I have to admit that now that I live outside of the United States, I use y'all all the time. All the time. And I don't have that like negative association with it anymore, just because it reminds me of home, right? Yeah. And I like to be reminded of home now that I'm away from it. Yeah. But yeah, if I had to pick like a Virginia or Southern expression,
Y'all
is always the one that stands out, and because it's so useful. It's so useful. We don't have a you plural. We need one.
I really hate to do this, but you know, I'm going to come out and help you here because I feel really sorry for you. I feel really sorry for you because I put you on the spot a few too many times. But
it's fine.
I've literally Googled, and there are a few words and phrases which I'm just going to pop out there. One of them is
pop quiz time.
What is a cornhole?
Is that specific to Virginia?
Well, apparently that is. I'm just gonna read it from this website. It's.
I can answer. I know what it is.
Oh, you know what it is. Okay, give me what is cornhole?
So cornhole is a game, and you play it typically when you're drinking, but it doesn't have to be. It can be a children's game as well. But you have a wooden, pallet of some kind that has holes in it, like 2-3 holes, big enough for like a bean bag, a small bean bag to be tossed into. And that's the game, is that you want to either or sorry, I forget if you get points if you get it in the hole or if you don't get it in the hole. But the idea is that you want to get points, and so you toss the bag, and if you're drunk, that's much harder. And so it's a great outdoor game to play when you're with friends. Today's Memorial Day, so you know, a lot of people are playing cornhole in Virginia today. But I didn't know it was specific to Virginia. See, I think this is also just a matter of perspective. I think it's something that's universal and everywhere, but it turns out it's just from one place.
I've got this other phrase I've just come up, which I find quite interesting. If it was a snake, it would have bitten me. If it was a snake, it would have bitten me. Now, if someone said that to me, I'd take it literally by the face value and I'd say, well, if it was a snake, it would have bitten me. Snake, bite, bang. And okay, no, there's no connotation to it. What could that possibly mean?
So I feel like they said that in Toy Story. I don't know if I'm maybe misremembering that. But anyway, if it was a snake, it would have bitten me. I also take from a literal perspective that if I had touched it, it was so close to me that if it were a snake, it would have grabbed onto me and bitten me and all this stuff. So it just means you were right there. Like you were so close to it. Like, how did you not notice? How did you not see? And it becomes this like funny way of being like, oh, well, I should have. Oh my God, if it was a snake, it would have bitten me. It's right there.
In actual fact, it means it's a creative way of explaining that you missed something in plain sight. So I can't believe
you
I
get
could,
points?
I couldn't, well, you know, I'll give you a point for it. There's no harm in giving you points here. Points mean prizes. Prizes mean love. Love means everything. I can't believe I couldn't find the mustard in the fridge. If it was a snake, it would have bitten me. And that there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ends my pub quiz of Virginia. I think it's about time that we close this gig down. And I would like to say now, Mama, you know, with my best Alabama accent, you know, because I know that Alabama is not too far from Virginia, but, you know, it's still quite far away, yeah? I would like some coffee. And if it was a snake, it would have bitten me. You know what I mean? If it was a snake, it would have bitten me. So
I do know what you mean.
You do know what you mean? Oh, right. That's nice, Mama. That's nice. I think the Deep South accents are the easiest to do because you literally just have to sound like you're a hillbilly, and then you end up sounding like Forrest Gump, you know. And I hate Forrest Gump. I really hated that film. Yeah, I really. Anytime someone says to me, "Did you watch Forrest Gump?" It's like, yeah, I watched it. I watched it three or four times, and I hated the guy because I hate Tom Hanks. But that's neither here nor there, because Tom Hanks is not from Virginia. Are there any famous people that come from exactly Long Island? Final question.
I'm assuming yes, because Long Island is very close to New York. Therefore, a lot of folks who go to New York to, you know, be on TV and be in the movies and Broadway and all these things, they're either from Long Island or they're from Westchester, which is right above New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So it would not surprise me that most famous people are probably from Long Island.
Got,
at least quite a few.
I've got
but the harder one would be Virginia, actually, because there's fewer folks from Virginia that are not famous, maybe.
I'm gonna just name a few here for you. And you probably,
yeah,
you know, there'll be people in the audience who are listening and think, yeah, I know this one, I know him. So the famous singer Billy Joel, yeah? Piano man, as he called himself. Obviously, Are You Talking to Me? Are You Talking to Me? Robert De Niro, yeah. Then we've got Mariah Carey, who comes from Long Island. We've also got one of the funniest guys in America, Eddie Murphy. A woman who is famous more famous for going to drug rehab than for the role that she played as playing two twins in a very 90s film, Lindsay Lohan.
She's also from Long Island, yeah.
And finally, another one of my favorite actors of all time, Al I am the Godfather, Pacino. So there we have a few of the famous fellas and ladies from the island of Long Island.
If I can give one shout out to my quote-unquote hometown in Virginia. So there's not many famous folks other than like sports and politics, like, you know, it's right by Washington, D.C., so a lot of politicians. But there's a comedian, I would say famous comedian. You might not know his name, but you probably know his voice. That is from my hometown of Sterling, Virginia, and that is Patton Oswalt. So he was the voice of Ratatouille, like in Ratatouille. and so he's been on tons of other famous, you know, like shows and things like that. But anyway, I have to give him a shout out because he's the only famous person that I know from where I grew up in Virginia. So I gotta, you know, claim to fame. I was like, I know that one. Definitely. Long Island, there's plenty of people that are famous from Long Island, but Sterling, Virginia does not have many claims to fame, so we gotta give our shout out.
Big shout out goes to Sterling, Virginia, and to the man who made Ratatouille, put the rat in Ratatouille. So that for me is a take. And as you say in the in the theatre scene, that's it. We're done here.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. That's a wrap. So I'd like to thank Stephanie for spending the best part of half an hour with me and talking about Long Island, because without this, I would have probably called Long Island Long Island, but in actual fact, it's Long Island.
There you go. You got it.
And now I know that some of the most famous actors and actresses in the world have hailed themselves from an island which dangles quite precariously off the mainland of the United States of America and could probably drop off any time when the next hurricane comes off. Let's hope that never happens.
Yeah, that's real.
Stephanie, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Thanks for listening, guys.
And now I'm going to turn to the microphone and I'm going to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for listening to this very theatrical, very full of laughs, LMAO, ROFL episode of the English Podcast with Tommy. For those of you who know your acronyms, I don't have to mention what they mean. Laughing my backside out loud and rolling on the floor laughing episode. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for joining me on this episode of the English Podcast with Tommy. And you will join me very soon for another one, because if you don't, I'll come and find you, and I'll drop the two most famous Italians from Long Island onto you, and you will not know what's hit you. But thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much for listening, for joining me, Stephanie. It's another goodbye from you in Prague.
Bye, thank you.
And it's goodbye from me as well. Goodbye.